Hello and welcome to Neon Topic, our discussion show on Neon Gaming Dimension, where we discuss bigger topics going on in the gaming or games media world. I am Gage, aka Luke Shot First, and I am joined today by my co-host on this topic discussion, Steven, aka The Singer Bro. What's up, dude?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to talk about some Destiny. The trailer that just released, we'll get into it, but for In the Final Shape, it's called Journey into the Traveler, has just over 1.2 million or 1 million views in less than, like, I think 2 days. So
hell yeah, it seems like the community is gathering some hype about the whole thing, so I'm excited. Yep. As a bit of a Destiny outsider to kind of tap your brain on it and see what the general vibe is around. And I know we're kind of pseudo coming to the end of Destiny as a whole and Destiny 2, although I know that's not entirely true. So I'm, as we advertised earlier, this is going to be an on-topic discussion podcast. And as Steven said, we're going to be talking all things Destiny 2 today. So yeah, we are, if you haven't found us before, we are NGD, this Neon Gaming Dimension, a subset of Neon Pocket Dimension and Odd Valley Studios. Check out our stuff on YouTube, and we also stream weekly Wednesday nights for Neon Pocket Dimension at 7 p.m. on twitch.tv/Neon Pocket Dimension. So gaming content, nerdy content of all sorts. And yeah, if you haven't found us before, give our channels a check it out. We're down in the description below. You can find links to all of our good stuff. But without further ado, let's get into some Destiny stuff. So I am showing now some of the Final Shape Journey into the Traveler trailer. This dropped yesterday, correct?
Yep. Well, I think...
Or maybe the day before.
Was it 2 days ago?
Yeah, I think
it was the day before. Yeah, I mean, it is, it's more of a flavor kind of tone piece, right? You have Nathan Fillion narrating the entire the entire trailer, so, which is in itself, I want to get into a little bit later, but as a surface, this is kind of the big thing that came up lately, and people are all excited, right? Because you get to see more of into the Traveler, right, as it says, which is this big thing if you're into Destiny. So
so the Traveler, it's been a long time. I played Destiny 1. I never got into Destiny 2. It's the big orb thing, right? That comes in the... It's okay. Got it.
And so there's all these theories about what is inside the Traveler and what, like, wouldn't it be cool to go in there? And so we finally get to go into the Traveler, right? By a tear in space-time, right? So...
very cool.
So yeah, there's a lot of really heady stuff, right? Obviously, because it's, you know, a lot of proper nouns and
a lot of proper nouns
and stuff like that. But you know, the story is compelling, right? And so I'm excited to go into the Traveler, and this made me even more excited to hear Nathan Fillion again as Cade 6. So
for newbies or even maybe Destiny players who are returning after a lapsed time. What happens, right, is there's these seasonal drops, right, that include usually what, like a bit of story, new weapons and armors and things, new classes, sometimes new enemy types. Okay.
Never enemy types.
Never.
Not yet. Not until this one.
Okay,
so.
I see. Yeah, that's one thing I feel like in general with live service games, I find frustrating is that there's never any new enemy types.
Honestly, though, and it is a big problem where it's like, oh, there's a huge thing that they made a new enemy type here, right? But... I'll get into it a little bit later, but I think, like, new is kind of stretching it. They use a lot of the same geometry from other models, so...
Yeah, totally. And the balancing there, and they'd probably just add new attacks or things like that.
Right.
I heard Paul Tassi is, you know, a famed Destiny uber nerd and reporter, and on one of his videos that I was watching, he said there was some like, relatively new stuff, like a new bat type of enemy that, like, flies around and does some kind of, like, blast attacks and stuff. So anyways, but
that is really cool.
That is cool. That's awesome. So we'll get into some of the more proper noun type of things a little bit later. But just for a little bit of background, how long have you been playing Destiny? I mean, Destiny, the original one, came out in 2013, 2014?
2013 was the alpha, right? So
there you go. I remember jumping into it when it first came out on my Xbox One, I believe. So it's been, it's been a hot minute. But have you been playing since Destiny 1?
Yeah, so since the very first, like, alpha where they did, like, the codes and stuff to get it.
Very cool.
I think it was from Halo. Was it Halo Reach, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe so.
Maybe it was something in regards to that, but I know that they did, like, there was maybe an ode to it in Halo Reach or something, but I forget the run-up to it, but it was a code that you could only get from, like, I think it was Rockstar or some shit to get into the
alpha. Oh, there you go. Nice.
If I remember correctly, yeah. But yeah, when it first came out, it was crazy. It was just this crazy new shooter type thing, and all it was like PvP and a little bit of like exploring patrol zones, which are just like where you land on these planets. It's not really the whole planet, right?
Totally. You go to it.
But yeah, 10 years, a little over 10 years now, because it came out towards the latter half, but. And it's a crazy thing where we're getting to the final shape, which is the ultimate part of it. And I honestly, I can't help myself from being excited about the end to this thing that's been a part of my life for like a decade. So
yeah, I think they're one of the only, you know, I remember some years and years and years ago now, like Destiny. Like, you know, Bungie talking about how they had a 10-year plan for the game and stuff like that. And I mean, other than maybe like, you know, the actual it being two games instead of one, they were, you know, they really were successful in ultimately in creating a 10-year like rollout and having it actually happen and people, a huge community still playing it. I mean, you know, maybe not as big a community as they need or would like, as we might talk about a little bit later, but ultimately there is still a dedicated fan base to this saga that has happened over 10 years. That's impressive. Oh, yeah. It's impressive.
And yeah, and so Bungie, I think I messaged this to you earlier, Bungie has this penchant for coming to the brink with fan disappointment, and then dropping some shit like this, right?
Where, totally.
It's been a very bad look lately for Bungie Destiny as a whole, as far as like, you know, they're hemorrhaging money, you know, there's all this crazy things going on with like, they don't crunch, which is good that I can hear, but also like, apparently there was the budgetary thing with them, between Sony, like being like, hey, you're burning through your money here. Like,
when you get acquired by another company and they come in and look at your financials and they're like, what are you doing?
Guys, this is a lot of money. It must have been a very hard meeting. And, you know, a lot of people lost their job because of it, which is sucky. And then, you know, that's part of that whole, like, downward opinion or going downward trending opinion. And then, you know, numbers dropped. And really, I think what kind of straw that broke the camel's back with that one was the last like supposed to be big expansion dropped after the Witch Queen, which was amazing. That was one of the ups, right? Like
totally.
The first one was the Taken King, and that one was like the one
that I remember at least being like, "Oh, Destiny is like in full effect. This is what everyone's been wanting." Yeah, totally.
Yep. Yeah, and that was they said that like, no, this will never happen again. That's way over delivery, right? And then that's been a meme going through the content creators and things like that who express their frustrations. They're like, oh, how could they give us this? That'd be over delivery, wouldn't it? You know?
Oh, I see. Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's like, fuck, dude.
Rake to step on there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not fair to Bungie, honestly, if you ask me.
Totally.
Because, like, you can only do so much to make, one, a 10-year-old game feel fresh. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. It was like, yeah, this has got me hyped. The things I've heard have gotten me hyped, but I'm like, I've lapsed, right? I haven't beaten a raid in a bit. Just because one, well, I'm a dad.
Happens.
But two, like, I just, you know what I mean? There's so many other cool games out there, and raids are they're time consuming. They're But it's like supposed to be the best pieces of their content that they're dropping, and so I'm like, I've just been disenfranchised a little bit.
Totally.
And so like, be back for a solid year and a half, and then, or solid about a year, I would say. And then the next expansion that came out, I was just like, okay, it totally flopped, and that's kind of what broke. I think everybody else when it came to it, like, all right, this is getting to feeling tired at this
totally.
Point.
Totally. So. I mean, I can imagine a couple of things. One, it seemed like there was some issues at the studio itself with management,
yep.
with even Sony's involvement, even though they were pretty hands-off, it seemed like. But I imagine all those layoffs and things like that happening makes it hard to push and make sure these things happen. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and when you have a revolving team that you can't train properly, right, and get them up to speed on where you're at, like how do you have an efficient pipeline? So
it's got to be tough for sure. So I mean that, but then also, you know, this IP's been going for a long time, and like even with Halo, we've seen, you know, there's the stories themselves and the content themselves can get a little convoluted. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're kind of retreading old ground, and how do you make something feel new, even if it you know, because like even with Halo Infinite, I like the whole idea that like we were talking about the Banished and stuff. Ultimately, it was still just more brutes, right? You know what I mean? So it's like, how do you really like push? You know, they didn't really bring us any new enemies for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. So and obviously, like again, like you said with Halo Infinite, you're like, this is just brutes.
I know that's again. Not. I know that's not Bungie, but them being originating as Bungie, no, but, you know, it's like, you know.
But it carries the same bad torch that I feel like maybe they're just afraid to step into completely new grounds, you know, and like they have to stick with what they found that works.
Yeah.
But I really, you know, it seems like they're doing a few cool things here in the final shape to kind of buck that trend a little bit. So, like, do you see the flying bat enemies? I don't know if it's playing for people. But yeah, the flying bat enemies, the whole vibe of it being like a spirit journey almost, like,
yeah,
Cade 6 comes back, right? And this is what I was talking about earlier. Nathan Fillion voicing Cade 6, which is a big freaking deal. Because for a while there, it was, I think, Nolan North.
Yeah, he stepped in for a bit.
He stepped in, and he was also the voice of the ghost that replaced, what's his name? Peter Dinklage, right.
Peter Dinklage was still the ghost when I was originally playing Destiny.
Right. And so it gets extra fucking weird. He's voicing both characters back and forth, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's pretty funny. I definitely... I'm a lapsed. I never played any Destiny 2, but I did play a decent amount of Destiny 1. And, you know, like, just from an outsider perspective, looking at this, it's like, it's so far beyond where we were with, certainly with lore and all that kind of stuff like that. Cade 6 was around from the beginning, but where are we at with, like, what about the final shape other than maybe just the like, logistics? Is this going to be an end to the story for real?
So yeah, it'll be like an end to the saga, which is basically, I would say, maybe consider it the first, I don't know, seasons of a TV show or something, right?
I see.
I don't know how long they're going to keep on with the game, to be honest with you. I don't know how long you can with the same formula. They would have to really drastically change some things up in my mind, but yeah, so we're at the end of the Light and Darkness saga, right? Which just pits the Light and Darkness together. And the whole point of this is, you know, is like the Witness, which is this amalgamation of human consciousness.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of human consciousness. So it's who can rip dimensions? I don't know, you know? So like,
fantastic. So like the ultimate being. So
right. Essentially, right. The ultimate badass enemy. Like, it just does this and like shreds a guardian and they're just done. Like,
wow.
It just, they fall into weird pieces. So yeah, it's just some serious stuff, and I'm sure they'll find a way to make it.
Is that the Witness right there? Is that the Witness right there? I'm going to go back to that.
No.
We're not seeing the witness like on the battlefield.
At the end, you'll see it. If you scroll to the end of this trailer.
I did. The eyes, right?
He's got the weird flowing head, too.
Okay, I don't know.
It's got the weird flowing head. I don't think it carries a gender, so.
Certainly.
The alien being. So he's went into the Traveler. We're chasing him.
Okay, I see. That's great. And then Cade 6 is there as well, so that's cool.
And Cade 6 is there, and yeah. Cade 6 was killed. Spoilers, I guess, for anybody who hasn't caught up.
I knew that from a while back. That one blue guy...
Promotional stuff.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So the promotional shit for the Taken King showed him getting shot, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, why would you ruin that moment?
I do remember that being a thing, and it's like, it's
weird. Yeah,
but he came back a while back, right? Didn't they like reupload his conscious or something?
So he no. So okay. he's been out of the game since he got killed at that point, right?
A
ghost killer or a bullet, right? He's been out of the game technically. He's been in the old strikes that they brought back. They put Nolan North.
I see.
And so there are some that still have his voice, and then there are some that don't. And so it is kind of this weird dissonance when you go through the different strike playlists.
Whoa.
And so, like, you play old ones with his voice in it, and you're like, oh, that was awesome. And Nolan North is good, too, but, like,
of course,
there's something about Nathan Fillion in that role is very fitting.
Yeah, he's so charismatic. I mean, so is Nolan North, but it feels like the character to me, for sure.
Like, he would, yeah. And... So yeah, he's back as a spirit guide, right? They have a new, they will combine light and dark to make prismatic, right? Which is the new subclass they're showing off. And they're going to have three new light supers, which will be outshined by the ability to basically take, mix and match your subclass from other light ones and dark ones, right? Because there's darkness and light subclasses. So basically what you'll do is you get to... You see how they have the different, like, on the bottom left, you've got, you know, you got your melee ability, you've got your mobility or grenade ability.
Sure.
And then you've got the dodge, which is those three icons right there.
Totally.
So it's really, like, they say it's supposed to feel broken, which it does seem a little bit nutty.
Okay, because this is like you can combine two things, right?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, so the ultimate, you're combining two separate things, and like you get both of, like, you get the freezing thing from that one, you get the fire from another one, you get, like, hence the prismatic thing, right?
Yeah. Wow, it is wild just how, like, how much Destiny gameplay has evolved even from what I remember.
It's funny that you say that too, because when you play it as long as I do, and you have, like, you just play it so much and it feels so iterative after a while, or it is so iterative.
Yeah.
But if you have lapses in playing it, you're like, oh wow, this feels awesome now, or this feels newer, right? Totally. And so, like, an important thing for people to remember, and I think this has helped me a lot, I've just checked in for the story once a week or whatever, and just to do the, because that's how they release the stories over the seasons. It's like,
that's cool.
Here's something to do this week every Tuesday, right? And then so you'll come back every week and I'll listen to the story stuff, but then I'll pop out. But I think people who are burnt out just need to remember, like, hey, it's okay to take a break. Like,
yeah, I mean, if I had a game where every Tuesday they were dropping something for me where I was like, oh, this is something new and cool. And honestly, I have actually played, for a while there, I was keeping up with Halo Seasons in kind of that sort of way. And they did have every Tuesday, there was like a new drop of, like, you know, an event or a thing like that, and half of them were really samey, or like a return to an old event, or, you know, things like that. But
yep.
It's definitely, it's just definitely that kind of thing. So I don't know, but yeah, it's pretty impressive nonetheless, even if it's samey.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, the writing team has really carried it since, I want to say, the Witch Queen, maybe even before then, where, because they had a new lead writer for the story, and it's just dramatically improved after that, as far as, like, them saying the cool story bits and acting out the cool story bits rather than it just being in a grimoire card, which I don't know if you remember those.
Yeah, I think so.
Essentially, the lore was, and the cool stories were packed inside those, like, in-game cards or whatever that you could just read and scroll through.
Totally.
But now it's really been picking up, and it's been the thing to check in for me at least. And it is always fun. I stand by it, but I think like Destiny 2 has some of, if not the best, shooting mechanics in
first-person shooting. It's Bungie, right? I mean, they originated a certain style of first-person shooter for sure. And like, I think like, you know, games like, I mean, obviously Halo where it is now, but Overwatch in a lot of ways and Titanfall, like those types of like fast pace, like, but like actiony, jumpy, you know, even things like Dishonored and stuff like that. Like, I feel like, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of like that, Borderlands, like certainly, you know what I mean? Like they try and emulate a lot of what Bungie has pioneered, I think. So.
Absolutely. And they seem to be innovating again here, just by like, where it makes sense in the game. I know, like, from an outside perspective, it doesn't seem like, oh, it's just more Destiny stuff, right? But if you know the game at least a little bit, like, this is crazy. This is nuts. Like, you can substitute all of the different fragments and everything, which just basically, I don't know, blows the lid open on, like, build crafting.
Right. Is it gonna break all of the builds? Maybe.
Honestly, yeah. When this comes out, I foresee, like, it's not gonna break the other ones, but it might make them not as appealing, right?
Sure. Like, why would anyone go back to something else if they have this ability? Which, you know what? In some ways, I think about it like,
I mean, it's okay.
It's like the end of this whole saga. You might as well just fucking go for it, you know? Like,
yeah, that's exactly their thing, right? When they're in their video, their dev video that they released that was like 20-ish minutes, whatever, just sure. Deep diving into it. They were like, yeah, we want it to feel broken. It's the end of the light and darkness. So, like, you're taking, this is limit breaking, right? Like it's set up there.
Sorry.
They've gone past of, oh, you have these crazy darkness powers, you have these crazy light powers, and it's like, well, why not both?
Yep, totally.
You know? Yeah, it's nuts. I don't even know what's going on here, to be honest with you, with some of the icons, and that's exciting to me in a weird way.
Because it gives you just, this is some things of, like, they're talking about in the UI, how like two things will charge up at once and then you can use a combined thing and
It's so cool, dude.
There's a lot going on here. I'm a little lost.
Yeah. So it is supposed to be breaking the game. It is a big deal. I think that's what most people are excited about, and that's where the hype kind of turned around. They turned around the hype train. That's the big thing of like, holy shit, they did it. They combined both of them together, right? Which is a big deal. If you know, you know.
Yep, absolutely. Whoops, these are not, I thought this was going to be like a video I should play right now. That's just like some B-roll I can download, which actually would have been cool. But, you know.
I just think that, like, overall, it's an exciting time to be a Destiny player now. Like, and Into the Light, which they just released as like a bridging the gap thing because they had to delay the expansion like 6 or so months.
Yeah, I knew that was kind of a big hit for them at one point. But yeah.
Yep, and that was a downer, and they've delayed expansions before, so it's not really a big deal. But Into the Light was like this 2 months bridge thing that honestly they're reusing some things here to be clever about it where they don't have to do too much dev time for it, right? So. But they added a horde mode, right, which is a good horde mode and everybody likes. And so nice. People are riding that high, hopefully, into the final shape. And I'm very excited to play. So
that's awesome. So I know then, you know, we will we'll keep it short and sweet tonight. But as far as I do want to kind of look forward beyond this, of course, gamers always want more. Yeah. But I mean, if this has a nice wrap up to this saga, as you say, is would you be okay with this being pretty much the end of new content for Destiny, or what do you think?
That's a great question, right? I think that's what a lot of people are struggling with right now is, and you have a lot of content creators who've made their living off of this game.
That's true.
Crazy as it seems.
No, 100%. I mean, the thing with ongoing and thriving games like this now is it drives, Twitch streamers, YouTube creators, people who do guides and like extended like lore videos. I mean, it's endless, right? Yeah. Or not endless, but yeah.
Yeah, for me, I'm not really a Destiny 2 creator, right?
Yeah.
We are creators, but I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not my main.
Of course.
I think for me as just like a normal dude, like, I think it'll be nice to have that closure, to be honest. And I don't, unless they can find a way to bring me back out of Destiny 2, if there's like a Destiny 3 or something, it might be the end of my personal saga with Destiny, right?
Right
Like,
on, right on.
as crazy as it sounds, right? But like, all good things must come to an end, so.
And a 10-year run's pretty darn all right with that. I know that there has been talks, at least, about, again, this is something Paul Tassi was saying, and I think maybe the devs have talked about this a little bit, but there's going to be things like episodes that they were planning on doing afterwards, which are like side stories or like little pieces of the lore from previous times or things like that. Do you know any more about that, or is that all still kind of rumor and
Yeah, so
speculation?
those are confirmed, and it's less frequent than the seasons.
Okay, all right.
So seasons are every 3 months, right? And this will be every 4 months, I think, roughly.
Okay.
And then with each one dropping, and they're supposed to be, context stories, and maybe wrapping up things from the final shape, right? Maybe
Yep.
some loose ends that are like, well, what happened to this random other thing that was a story here?
Interesting.
So that's what those are supposed to serve as. I think one is supposed to be based around the Vex, which is the death robots, right?
Yep.
And they typically base them around certain subclass or certain enemy subtypes. So I
Cool.
imagine we'll probably get with this new the new enemy types. And we'll probably get something based around like dealing with them as a threat, right? If they remain after the witness goes. So.
Got it. Cool. So potentially that. I know Rebecca Valentine did a big article maybe a couple weeks back now that had some pretty troubling stuff about Bungie itself. There was some, as you mentioned earlier, some of the budget stuff where there was someone, an anonymous source said to her specifically, which is pretty rare in journalism, that straight up like things were out off the rails and the numbers didn't add up, and that there was going to have to be some big, either the final shape was going to have to do huge numbers, which they just like the expansions just strictly haven't been doing like to what they were talking about, or they were going to have to do something else to bridge the gap between Destiny and Marathon, which is supposed Marathon, their next game, I think is supposed to come out in 2025 is what they said. But now there's been some issues with Marathon where the game director switched and it's going from being a fully customizable character to being more of a hero shooter is what they're saying, which the Destiny community is not excited about because Destiny is literally all about your loot and your fit and everything and your class and your build. I mean, I don't think we're gonna like see Marathon in jeopardy necessarily, but I know there was,
But
do we think, do you think because of other reasons that we might see Destiny continue or not continue? Is there anything to that? I don't know.
so the plan, the directors obviously are going to say what they're going to say for press stuff, but
Sure.
the idea is, and I would imagine this is if Final Shape hits gangbusters, right?
Sure.
Let's say that if that's the case, and I'm sure they're working off that assumption when they say what they're saying here, but
Totally.
in one of them they're saying that yeah, this is not the end of Destiny by any stretch, right? So we'll have more Destiny, according to them, especially if it does good. If it does bad, it'll peter out, and we'll probably not see anything after a couple of years, right? But
Yeah,
that's
totally.
just how I see it going personally. Obviously, we can't know until it comes out in June, but it seems promising for them. And you know, somebody was saying on the internet, a cornered Bungie never fails, right? So
cool.
Yeah,
that's good. I mean, we always want to root for the things that we love and the dev teams that have. I mean, Bungie's such a storied developer, and you know, I don't want to see them fail or anything like that. And hopefully, I mean, even though Marathon has taken a change of perspective of being more of, you know, it's an extraction shooter, but maybe it's more hero or class based. I still hope it does good. It's got a cool art direction, and Marathon from back in the day, which I don't know if it really has anything to do with the old Marathon, was a cool like proof of concept for what Halo eventually became. And so if this is kind of the next step in shooters and what shooters have become, the one thing I don't want Bungie to do is to chase trends, because they forever have set trends. I mean, Destiny 2, even though some of it might be samey now, definitely set like the games as a service trend, you know? So,
and even looter shooters, right? Totally. Like that. Yeah. Them along with Borderlands, I guess, but I feel like, I don't know.
But not in such a, I mean, I think the first, I don't even really remember. Is the first Borderlands massively online multiplayer? I don't think so, right?
I need to discount, double check on that one. Yeah, but I don't remember it being.
I mean, I know by two there was co-op, and I know three became fully like you could do the whole thing.
Three became like you could do the whole which was kind of cool, you know. But I would say they're definitely genre definers, and so yeah, Marathon, take your time, be a trendsetter, you know.
Yeah, do something unique and cool with it, and have us coming back for another 10 years maybe. And if there's more Destiny, cool. I think it would be nice if after this there was like a bit of a refresh, because like for someone like me jumping into it right now seems absurd. But do you think actually, like, if this, with this kind of end of the saga, do you think there's a way for like a new player to jump in and experience all of Destiny 2 from beginning to this and feel like a cohesive, like, because PvP isn't required necessarily. So, I don't know. Like, how does the leveling go? Is it, you know, is there any sort of way to do that?
So, yeah, they've had this struggle for a long time, right? And it could be a whole conversation by itself about introducing new players into ongoing games, right?
We can keep it short and sweet, but yeah.
Yeah, onboarding process is, like, is tough for online games. And Destiny struggles with it. I don't know if there's a good way that they're going to do it. However, I do think they would have to, like, all right, this isn't connected to this, but it is in this universe still, right? And you can get in fresh, and here's this new thing, right? Maybe they could do that, and then maybe that would be, like, something else. But, like, it's like, hey, also experience the Light and Darkness saga, right? And
sure.
They can go, you can go back or whatever, but it's so convoluted that I don't know if there's a good way they can do that. So
cool. Well, maybe even in like further episode drops, like it's like a one-off little campaign that you could do with your friends, and that would be cool, or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the future of Destiny is going to be there's some ups and downs, but ultimately some positives in the near future, and so that'll be interesting. When does the final shape come out? Do you know? I could probably look that up.
June 4th of this year.
Hell yeah.
June 4th.
All right, cool.
Very excited.
Hell yeah. All right, well, that is going to be our discussion on Destiny 2 and the final shape that is coming out June 4th. So we'll stay tuned for more Bungie news and Destiny news, and I'm sure we'll get some updates from you on what you've been nerding out on Neon Pocket Dimension, which is our weekly nerd, all things nerdy podcast on the NPD channel there. So thanks for tuning in and watching our video. Leave comments about what your thoughts are about Destiny 2 and the final shape in the comments below on this YouTube video here. And if you're watching or listening, this will go out on podcast feeds as well. And so give us a rating, give us a like, subscribe to our stuff. You can look for Neon Gaming Dimension content weekly. It comes out at different times because we do different shows, different content, reviews, tier lists, like these neon topic discussions. But yeah, all sorts of stuff coming out. And for all of it, you can always follow us on Twitter at NPD Squad, where we'll be telling you all the updates on when stuff is coming out. Steven, thanks for joining me for this discussion tonight, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, man. Catch you guys.